time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're on the air again. And how are you all doing today? 10:16 is the time. And it's a great day outside. Yes, a little bit of a sprinkle here and there. At least it's not freezing on the road yet. Oh, all you hear on television is, if it isn't the impeachment, it's the weather. And the weathermen have to fill in so many hours a day. And boy, they sure do it, don't they? And the common thing is, every year at this time, they do a broadcast from ODOT's truck headquarters in Columbus and emphasize the fact the trucks are ready, they're loaded, and they're ready for anything that comes along. That's a standard thing every year. They say the same thing. Although they have a little more sophisticated equipment now than they've had over the years. Nowadays, they have liquid and salt. Now, just think. We're rearranging the salt. It's from under Lake Erie and under Detroit and Cleveland, the salt mines. Now, the salt mines are not only used for salt, they're used for storage, for moisture-proof storage. And I don't know how deep the storage area would get to. I would think quite deep. And it's underneath Cleveland. It's underneath Detroit. It's underneath Lake Erie. Salt. Salt galore. And it keeps going up in price for ODOT and MDOT and all the other dots. The PDOT. Oh, my. It's a great day, though, and outside we got a little sprinkle here and there, and the roads are kind of wet, so that's it. And it's winter time. Yes, it is. Believe it or not, we're going into the winter season. And, of course, for the younger generation, many of them, this might be their very first taste of winter, but for us old-timers, it's a ho-hum type of thing. But the thing I don't like about it is it gets my car all covered with salt. And then I, you know, got to go to the car wash. But salt corrodes everything. Now, down underneath Cleveland, Detroit, and Lake Erie, it's a moisture-free atmosphere. But when you put it on the roads, it eats away at your car. I've had my gas line eaten away. I never will forget. I was on Fairground Street once getting gasoline, and I got the old hose in the, you know, in there and pumping away. And a lady walked up and says, "Mister, your gasoline is running all over the the gasoline station." And sure enough, my line between where you stick the hose and the gas tank had rusted away. Oh, my. Well, $300. Who cares? How are you all doing today? Do you have any comments you'd like to make? Let me arrange my keyboard.
Talking, we're going talking today where things are popping.
I accidentally hit something.
The Marion way, we're going to drop in.
I need help
on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing.
As soon as I hear this,
floating high on a cloud, phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate,
well,
and think it's exchange.
Yeah.
Tune in,
I
we're
hit
on.
That
turn on, I'm
here.
In. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
There we go.
Okay. That fixes that. Leave it to me to hit the keyboard. I remember when I was over on, when it was WDCM. And we were on West Church, no, East Church. And our keyboard to the computer was above my knees. And I kept bumping it, and it'd fall on the floor. And you can only imagine the problem I had once the keyboard hit the floor. I'll never forget that. Oh, what a mess we had over there. An absolute mess. And it's in that building they want to remodel, you know, across from Founders Park. The roof leaked, the equipment got all wet and ruined. And I can remember one night, the snow was so bad and the prediction so bad, I slept on the floor in that building so I would be there in the morning and I wouldn't have to drive through all that snow. Boy, was that an uncomfortable night. Sleeping on the floor in that rickety old building. And speaking of rickety old buildings, I just wonder what the state of Ohio has told the people wanting to remodel that corner where the cigar store was. I just wonder what hoop they got to dance through to make that a viable building because it's ready to fall down. They got it propped up pretty well, but it's a classic old building. Remember, it's the one they cut in half? Just the history behind the cutting in half of that building. And the Republican headquarters, of course, right there, too. Interesting what will happen there eventually. But right now, it's an downtown eyesore. Yes, indeed. With a big fence all around it. Oh my. Any building contractors listening to that knows what they're going to have to do to bring that up to state of Ohio standards. Now, when I was president of the Historical Society, we bought the post office and we had no stairway to the basement. None at all. You had to go outside to get to the basement. It's kind of a weird situation, but that's the way post offices are. You know, there were hidden compartments there on the what we called the atrium eventually, hidden walkways where postal inspectors could look through a little slat and see the people downstairs to see if they were stealing any money out of the envelopes. Crazy. But, and things like that go on all over. I think even the new post office probably has cameras pointed at the sorting area. Yeah, the post office is very particular. But over here at Heritage Hall, there were actually hallways built out of cement that ringed the floor above. Because I was up there, and I know what I'm talking about. And then the postal inspector could slide this little thing back and stare down at the people sorting mail. Wow. Well, anyhow, how are you all doing today? It's 10:24 already. My goodness. And so what do I have to give away today? I've got tickets to the zoo. Yes, indeed. Tickets to the zoo to give away today. All right. Got plenty of them. Nothing to eat, though. You folks are just going to have to go on a diet. But I got a lot of zoo tickets. That's good. Because the zoo lights are on now. And these tickets are good till the 5th of January. How about that? So you go down and look at the lights. Is there a fee to park at the zoo? I don't know. The last time I was at the zoo, I think it was on my bicycle. And I remember Ed Miller and his wife and the three of us. And on our way to the zoo, about a 10-point buck deer jumped over our heads on Route 257. Oh, my. That was something else. 10:25 is the time. And how are you all feeling today? You don't have the winter blues yet. We're not that far into winter. Okay. Now, I've got questions. Okay. You say, well, when are you going to ask a question where we can win a ticket to the zoo? Oh, I know. I'd ask you, does it cost to park at the zoo? Now, you got free admission if you win a zoo ticket. I don't know if you have to pay to park. Do you? 740-383-9944. Now, if you can give me a yes or no on that, I'll give you a pair of zoo tickets. How about that? Is there a parking fee at the zoo? But right now, the Christmas lights are there. Oh, it's a beautiful situation at the Columbus Zoo. Okay, now, questions. I've had some really interesting questions, so I'm going to use some today. All right, let me see. A week ago in January 21st was the Wolf Moon. And my wife baked an angel food cake for our daughter Angie on this date, the 21st of January of this year. It's interesting when you keep track of what's happening. A beautiful day, roads covered, but not a lot of traffic. And it's minus 5 degrees. Woo! Our driveway was plowed last night. Yeah. No school today. That's 21st of January of 2019. All right. And let me see. Yeah, the 21st of January. Do you know what I remember about that? When I was working at the original WDIF, the original one owned by the Scantlins, I did a lot of remote broadcasts. I was scheduled to do a broadcast on the 20th at the John Deere store. And I thought, well, what if Angie has that date for a giving birth? Of course, that would have been, 38 years before that. But we made it through. I did the broadcast and no problem at all. Okay. Just looking back at my book here. Okay. So, my first question today would be this. There is a road in Marion County that would indicate something is sharper. Now, that one you're going to have to put on your thinking cap. What's the name of the road in Marion County? It's in southwestern Marion County. That the name I'm looking for means sharper. What would that road be? It means sharper. All right? Okay. And it's not too far away from another road that has something delicious in its title that you get from maple trees. Okay, what road in southwestern Marion County would be a road that you could say, well, that's the term for sharper. Sharper. Got that? If you can answer that, I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Did you see where, what's his name, zookeeper down there? What's his name? Jungle Jim, but he won an award from the people that own Channel 6. Even though he generally has his personnel demonstrating animals on Channel 10. Well, anyhow, Okay, let me see. There is a road also in Marion County with a religious title. Yeah, a road in Marion County that you could say is a religious title or indicates something to do with religion.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again, and don't forget, Mr. Swap Shop, Glenn Coble, will be on with you at 12:15 to 1 o'clock today, selling any of your used items. Don't forget that, 12:15 today, every Thursday, Glenn Coble, Mr. Swap Shop. Okay, now, what else? The road in Marion County that has something to do with religion. Now, what would that be? Okay. Well, you tell me. And let me see. What else? A road in southern Marion County that has something to do with a product from a maple tree. Okay. No, it's not Maple Syrup Road. And there's also... This road with a religious indication is still there, but the religious indication is gone. It's gone, yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Do you know the original families in Marion County? Yeah, there were several of them. There was the, I forgot already. But the one I'm looking for starts with the letter B and was probably the very first people in Marion County or in the Marion area, which, oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Gee, by any chance, you're probably not thinking of St. James Road.
No, but that would tie in, wouldn't it? St.
Yep,
James.
St. James and Chapel Heights.
Chapel Heights, yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking for. Chapel Heights.
It was a toss-up. I figured Chapel Heights or St. James is the only thing I could think of.
Yes, and the religious part of that is gone. The church burned and they tore it down.
Oh, on Pole Lane Road?
Just off of corner of Likens Chapel and Pole Lane.
Wow.
Yeah.
So most of these old county roads then got their name based on if there was a church around, they'd name it after the church or something similar to it?
Sure, yeah. There was one road, there was one church named after a tornado in Marion County. On the eastern Marion County, a church that was named after a tornado went through. Woo!
Huh.
Hey,
was that over by Cardington or was it?
Yeah,
well
toward Cardington. Yep. Yeah, the name of the church is included in the, the tornado type of thing.
Huh.
Do you want to go to the zoo?
I think they need to call it the Church of Oz.
Yeah, well, they could.
Yeah. you say, okay, what did I win? There's what
you
now?
Won a pair of zoo tickets.
Zoo tickets. Is that for zoo lights?
Yes, yes, indeed.
It is? Okay, great.
Okay.
I didn't get to go last year.
Oh, well, I'll put you down here.
I had tickets, and I didn't get to go.
Just remember.
So hopefully, we'll get some snow, and all that stuff will be good, and get some pictures.
And what you have to remember, zoo backwards is ooze.
Wow, aren't you just oozing to go to the zoo?
Well, in a single ooze would be an oozo.
Oh, wow, don't let Casotas here.
You're right, yeah.
Uzo and Osti.
So I've got you down for two zoo tickets. You take your mother with you. Or,
all right, yeah. That sounds good.
All right.
Anybody on the show today?
Anything new on your end?
Nothing much. Just taking care of Energy with their wind farm. Hopefully, who knows? I don't know when they're going to have their towers be put up. Most likely it's going to be March, April. They're probably in the phase of all everything being fabricated right now.
They've got several
kinds of turbines, and I can't remember. I don't have the paper with me. But there are a couple different kinds of turbines over there. And I think they're all being manufactured in Europe. So
really? No kidding. Can you imagine
how long
the ship has to be to haul those blades?
Well, the ships, you know, they're long enough for that. The towers are obviously in sections in that. And that's what's going to be interesting is we're going to try to get some time lapse of putting the towers up and then the turbine and the props.
Yeah. Now most
they put the props, they call them a single prop. They put the turbine up at the top of the tower, connect it, then they attach each one of the props on those.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine what's in that housing that the props are attached to?
Oh, good heavens. I would imagine there's probably at least a 6-foot by 6-foot, maybe larger, area that people will climb in up that tower through the, you know, the tower they build and get in there.
You wouldn't dare have claustrophobia, would you?
Well, not really.
Going
but,
up the inside.
the strange thing is, these are going to be 300-foot towers.
300?
Woo. Yeah. And some have gotten clearance, but not for this site, just in general in the industry. They have gotten approval at other locations for up to 500 feet.
No kidding.
So that is way up there.
That's a lot of blinking red lights.
Yeah. You were wondering about at one time, what if a tornado comes through or really high winds?
Yes.
Well, what they do, those blades are just like on an airplane. You can adjust them so there'll be least amount of resistance.
Oh, okay.
And they apparently have sensors on them, or there could very well be a master control for each one of those, that location for that wind farm, that someone could see, okay, the wind is coming up, and let's put it to zero so that they won't be overspinning, etc.
Interesting. It must be some kind of a governor anyhow. They never turn any faster than just round and around.
Right. So it's interesting to see how they turn into the wind, too.
And now they're not going to be that far from Marion, are they? How many miles? 10 or 15 miles?
Well, you go to Kenton.
Yeah.
And then you go south on 68, probably 5-6 miles. You should be able to see them.
Okay. And that would be in the vicinity
It's between Bell Center
and
Kenton.
Okay. How about Indian Lake? That area, too?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recall how far away Indian Lake is west of Kenton.
Yeah, but that's not, how many, 76?
I believe it was 72 or 76.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 70s.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. For some reason, 76 sticks in my mind. Now, they have clusters, and I was corrected. It's not 25 square miles. It's a little more than 25 square miles where all of these will be put together.
Okay.
But they're a good distance from one another, you know. So
right.
You could drive around some of the county roads just to take a look, and you'll see them. It's just like you go down Center Street, and when you get down to the bottom of the hill going towards Kenton Avenue, you start seeing the windmills out there at Whirlpool.
Yes, right. Ooh, boy.
But they're going to be big ones.
Boy, that sounds so interesting. And you say they're having to modify some of the corners of highways in order to get the blades
They're
down.
Doing some improvements there so that some of the trucks can make turns. I don't know what specifically, but there are some road improvements that they're making for the county, and they're putting in their own access roads to these turbines.
Now, they already have working turbines in other parts of the state, don't they?
Yeah. Well, we got them up there in northwest Ohio, and we got the Whirlpool ones.
Is Whirlpool the same company?
I can't remember of it. What's the name of the town that's north of Galleon?
North of Galleon?
Yeah. Where's Glen Surplus?
Yeah, Shelby.
Shelby. I can never remember. Somewhere near Shelby, it's supposed to be the Black Forest or something.
Oh, I've heard about that.
They're supposed to be building a wind farm there.
Yeah, there's a ridge north of Shelby that divides the east and the west. On one side, you can see the outline of Bucyrus. On the other side, Shelby. It's tall, yeah.
Uh-huh. Black Fork. It's Black Fork.
Yes, yes.
Wind farm.
Right.
And I don't know how far along they are yet. It's been a while. I've been waiting and waiting. It's just like with Energy here. Energy acquired EverPower, and now EverPower is Energy. And this whole project, the process, everything, it's taken a little over 10 years.
Wow.
And then there was a period of time when the governor said no longer the policy. He pulled back the policy of 10% renewable energy. And then that went by the wayside, and they put that policy back into play. And I believe that's what things started moving forward for Scioto Ridge.
Boy, and that would involve millions upon millions of dollars.
I would imagine. It's to see the heavy equipment that's over there and the crews building these pilings, these piers that the turbines are going to be going on. There's a lot of money there, investment, and I'm sure it's going to pay off. You know, the two things, well, three things. This company, Energy, also does solar power.
Oh, really?
So they're not just a one-trick pony. They're looking into energy, and if you go to their website, you'll be able to see some of the innovative things they're doing with solar power for charging electric cars, having street lights that are solar powered, as well as those street light posts being recharging stations for electric cars.
No kidding. Wow.
So, yep, it's Energy, Innogy.
And in other words, anything but coal and oil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So renewable, plentiful energy.
Yeah, as long as
clean
the earth is
energy.
Where it's at, yeah.
Yeah, clean energy, relatively easily gotten energy.
I remember in the Shelby area, I used to bicycle up 598 to Willard. And at one point on that road was a high spot, and they used to have a transmitting tower for, I don't know, if it was cross-country video or whatever. And that lasted a long time, and now there's just a tower there. They must have got other sources.
Hey, did you tell David Aiken? He might want it. He put up a transmitter.
Yeah, he just tell Dave Neal. Yeah, he'll start another TV station there.
Or a cell tower.
Yeah. Dave, his TVs range from the Ashland area to Kenton, Marion, Columbus, and Kenton.
Well, he, I think, will reach up to Cleveland.
Yeah,
now with,
very
with
close.
Yeah. So they are really making waves.
They sure are, with Lights, Camera, Shop.
That's right.
And their big auction, too, starts, I think, this week. I think.
Say that again?
Their auction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, that ought to be something Glenn ought to get on with, is, you know, get some people. It's too bad you don't have a studio ground level where people could bring in their items and show they have for sale for the swap shop.
We got a break right now, so, hey,
okay.
Terry. Thank
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, so you probably, I'm sure, you never heard so much information about those wind farm that's coming to Hardin County, other than what you just heard, and that's good. Now, the Lima paper and the Kenton paper have had stories about it, but that's the extent. Except if you listen to this station, you heard all about it. Isn't that something? The same company that put in the turbines there at Whirlpool would be the same company installing between 72 and 76 of those turbines around the Bell Center area. Wow, that's something. It's good to see, though, and that's energy that's being produced without carbon as an offshoot. Carbon from, you know, coal and oil and so forth. All right, if there's any questions, give us a buzz. Okay, now I've got another question here. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to the zoo. Yes, this other road. And once you hear the name of the road, you'll say, well, yeah, I know that means sharper. Not necessarily a sharp blade, but a sharp anything, whether it's voice, words, or whatever. Sharper. What would that road be? I could give you a hint. It starts with the letter K. Okay. All right. Now let me see. There is a road in northern Marion County that has a simple title to it. Now, there was once a murder victim found on this road. It's north of Marion. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
You was talking about the wind turbines.
Yes.
Heard on the news last night on the station that that a lot of the public and stuff wasn't informed about them, and when they're putting them up, I guess they're going to try to pass a law to put it on the ballot and be voted on whether you want them or not.
Okay, well, they haven't started at least putting the turbines up where we were just talking about, but isn't that interesting? Wait till the last minute, huh?
Yeah, I said you think about it, and I said, well, you know, they're already like Seneca County don't allow them.
Yeah, is that
but
right?
But they have their signs up all over, no wind turbines.
I wonder how they like some generating plants burning coal.
Yeah, but I was just wondering about that because I heard that last night, and I thought, well, that's kind of weird that.
Yeah.
You know, they said the public wasn't informed about any of them, that they're going to put it on the ballot. So if it comes in your area, I guess, and you don't like it or something, then you can vote to try to vote them out.
Yeah, at a late date, yeah.
Yeah, so it don't make sense what they do, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd call in there and tell you, because I heard that last night, and it kind of surprised me when I heard that.
Yeah,
because they've already started a lot of these, because I know we went to Indiana on Interstate 70 over there, there's one area, man, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Along the highway there, so.
Generating electricity without any carbon emissions, yeah.
Right, right. Okay. But I thought I'd call in and let you know on that. It was just last night, probably about 8 o'clock, I heard that.
Very good. I appreciate that.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay,
bye.
See ya. Yeah, how about that? Okay, now, let me see. Saturday in Clarendon. Now, what's happening Saturday in Clarendon? Not much. Not much happens in Clarendon, except for the cars and the trucks that go through 60 and 70 miles an hour all day long. Now, how do I know that? Well, I tell you, I've spent hours sitting on my steps timing trucks and cars, and it's really interesting what you come up with. Man, they go zipping through town. You got to be careful, those of us that need to pull out on the Route 95, and we can't see around the curve, so once we get out on the highway, we got to step on it. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
I think sharper is keener, Ruth.
You're right, keener.
Right. Yeah.
Hey. All right, would you like a couple of tickets to the zoo?
No, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah, keener. That's the title. Keener. Okay, now if you go southeast of Keener, you would find this other road I'm looking for that has to do with trees, a certain kind of tree. Hmm. Okay, and what else do I have here? Oh, the settlers. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes. Pat, go ahead.
Hello. Yes, this is Pat Carr.
Yeah, Pat, go ahead.
I'm not on radio, am I?
Yes, you are. You have your radio turned down or up?
I have it turned down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Well.
Did you have an answer to one of my questions?
No, I'm just calling in. I need to talk to Glenn or...
Glenn Coble. Yeah, Mr. Swap Shop.
Yes.
Okay, we'll call at 12:15 and you'll get him.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, okay. Glenn will be on at 12:15 with Swap Shop. All right. Oh, and I'm starting to tell you, in Clarendon, this Saturday, the Clarendon United Methodist Church, which has been there over 100 years, of course, and one of the ladies that taught Sunday school there passed away this year. She was 106 years old. But anyhow, they're having their annual holiday bazaar, and that would be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kind of short. That's only 5 hours, isn't it? Maybe 4 hours? Okay. They'll have homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. And if you miss this, Glenn Coble will also mention it when he's on with Swap Shop. Okay. Now, let me see. There is a road in Marion, and I'm not really familiar where it is, but it's there. That is named after one of the ladies of the Bible. A road that's named after one of the ladies of the Bible. Now, what road would that be? Interesting. Okay, and there's another road in Marion County named after a color. That's right, not purple road, no. But another road in Marion County that has the name of a color. How about those apples? And there's another, it's kind of interesting. There is a road named after something that's on top of a old country school. Oh, my. And let's see. And also there's a road named after a buddy of mine that died, and he was very well-known in Prospect. He used to gauge the river depth. He did this for, oh, I don't know how many years. The National Weather Service came down there about every 10 years and gave him an award. What was his name? His first name started with the letter C. A good friend of mine. And I think they named the bridge, the new bridge in Prospect, I think was named after him. Hmm. Now, who was that? 740-383-9944. Would you like a pair of tickets to the zoo and the Christmas lights at the zoo? 10:55 right now is the time. So I have a road named after a lady in the Bible, a road named after a color, a road named after something on top of a school, and a road and a bridge named after an old friend of mine who passed away. All right. And let's see. Oh, what else do I have? There is a creek, North Merion, named after a stone. Can you imagine a creek named after a stone? That's right. Okay, the time right now is 10:56. You've got... Oh, here we go. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes. The bridge names for Cecil Oyler.
You're right, Cecil Oyler. Yeah. Good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Would you like a ticket to the zoo?
I think I've already got one of them.
Okay. Very good. Do you live in Prospect?
No.
Okay. Well, wherever. Yeah, Sea Sailor gauged the river every day for its depth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember him reporting it.
Yeah. He used to call me.
Any other tickets?
No, just the pair of tickets to the zoo.
Okay, well. Just let them go.
Okay, maybe next week.
Yeah, next time. That's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Yes, indeed. 10:57 is the time. That's an interesting story about the windmills, isn't it? About the turbines. That how could anybody wait till they're erected and then vote to... But that's the way life is today. Okay. It's 10:57 and a half right now, and you're listening to, of course, WWGH. Interesting. I was downstairs talking to a lady. I had to have a blood test yesterday, and I said, well, you know, I work upstairs here. You do? Well, what do you do? I said, I work on the radio. Well, what station would that be? And so I had to inform her that just overhead is WWGH. Okay. Yeah, let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Ruth Road?
Yes, it's Ruth Road, yeah.
Yeah, that's a couple mile west of Green Camp.
Oh, okay. Would you like two tickets to the zoo?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
All right,
okay,
bye.
Bye. Yeah, Ruth Road's near a Green Camp. Okay. What other roads? We have... The Groundhog Pike, the Winnemac Road. Where on earth did Winnemac come from? The Winnemac Pike. I would like to know. I don't know if the history books tell you about the Winnemac Pike. I wonder. Now, there's a road down in the Waldo area named after the first settlers in that area, or in Marion County altogether. The road has their name. Now, what would that be? It starts with the letter B. 740, yeah. It's 10:59 right now. In the very first peanut push that I had, the peanut that won, I collected from the winner and Mr. Wilson down at Wilson's Sausage called me and said, I'd like to buy that. He gave me 50 cents or $50 for that peanut and put it in a glass a jar and put it at the entrance to his mom Wilson's Sausage place, the very first peanut that won the peanut push. Man, that was a long time ago. Okay, we're coming up on 11 o'clock, and stay tuned on WWGH here in Marion in the Ohio Health Building.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Put hers in front of the microphone to play it?
Yes, yes.
You brought it back to New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.
Sometimes they work and sometimes they